back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Great development with Nancy Pelosi in Taiwan. She was magnificent. China kept threatening her, kept threatening the United States, and she said, Pelosi stood up to him, flew in, landed in Taipei, and she is in Taiwan. The Chinese said there will be terrible escalation, just like the Russians did back in Ukraine in January and February. In retrospect, if we had put in a no-fly zone and just warned Russia to stand down, they're weak. They have a worthless culture. They've killed all their intellectuals for the last 100 years, and I think they would have stood down. But Biden in Russia is faced with a terrible dilemma. Germany and France wouldn't go along with that, and they would not have agreed to economic sanctions. And Cruz, Tucker Carlson, Republican Party kept stabbing Joe in the back. Trump was pro-Putin, for instance. Trump said that Putin was a genius for invading, getting all that real estate for $2 in sanctions, quote, end quote. Crooked Mike Pompeo said he respected Putin. So Biden did what he had to do. He got the West united against Russia, giving them substantial arms, and he's kept the Republican traitors stabbing him in the back at bay. In China, China once again pulled the same Russian thing. You know, I don't know, we may attack. She said, good luck. We are the number one economy in the world. We are the number one military in the world. We have the best constitution. We are the most open society. Everybody in your country is doing their best to scramble away into our country. And she went anyway. Now, what did she say? She said, we must honor America's unwavering commitment to supporting Taiwan's total democracy. She said, our discussion with Taiwan leadership will focus on reaffirming our support for our partners and on prioritizing our shared interests, including advocacy and freedom, including advancing freedom. She said, America's solidarity with the 23 million people of Taiwan is more important today than ever, as the world faces a choice between autocracy and democracy. And what did China do? They backed down. First of all, they piled tanks on a beach across from an island opposite Taiwan. What many people don't realize is Taiwan is only 100 miles from the Chinese mainland. That's roughly the distance, roughly, it's a little more, Florida to Cuba. And there's an island that Taiwan owns that's 10 miles from the Chinese mainland. Now, 10 miles. I mean, at sea, with a clear horizon, you can see for 15 miles, so you can see this thing. By the way, you go to Northern Ireland, you go to Belfast, and you can look out and see Scotland, believe it or not. In any event, 10 miles, you know, we have islands off the United States 10 miles away. And we have got to keep standing up for Taiwan and for democracy over autocracy. So what do? They go, oh, we're going to be tough. They pile tanks. All right. Then they do live fire drills. They do them in their own territory. Go ahead. You can do whatever you want in your own territory. My favorite piece of impotence is that they just blocked temporarily imports from Taiwan of citrus and fish. Citrus and fish, really. Okay. Well, that is because they steal fish from Philippine and Vietnam waters, claiming that it is theirs. The Filipinos took them to the World Court, got a judgment against them. They said, drop dead to the world court, and they still steal fish from other people's territorial waters. This is the kind of country it is. What was really going on with their opposition to Nancy Pelosi's going there is because Xi of China is in trouble. You got to know something about Xi of China. There is a Politburo of over 300 people, and unlike the emperor, you know, they were ruled by an emperor for about 5,000 years, and the emperor was God. They worshiped the guy. I'm not kidding. They flat out worshiped the guy. Couldn't look at him. If he came down the street, you had to throw yourself on your belly and grind your eyes into the dust and not look at the guy. In any event, a modern Chinese communist leader is like an emperor, except that he has 300 people who are themselves all thieves and murderers who would like to take his place and steal his action. And right now, China is suffering, on the way to suffering, a recession. Certainly a diminution in economic output. They have almost 1.5 billion people. They got to feed them and they got to employ them. They don't want to get into a fight with the United States. And Xi doesn't want to someday find himself on the wrong end of a rope. Plenty of guys there would like to put Xi on the wrong end of a rope. So Xi is trying to look tough and he can't lose face. And Nancy Pelosi stuck it to him. Xi, by the way, his father was abused by the Red Guard in the 60s. These were these kids under Mao Zedong. They got all riled up. They arrested their own professors, businessmen, paraded them in dunce caps down the street, sent them into rural areas to do forced labor. Xi's father was one of those. Then Xi tried to suck up to them, and he was ostracized and he was mistreated. But he is a classic suck. He is worse than Lindsey Graham. He is worse than Ted Cruz. He'll suck up to anything. And he sucked up so long for so many years, he came up on top. But he sees that it is possible he's going to go down. But good for Nancy Pelosi. God bless you, Nancy Pelosi. She stood there in Taiwan, and said, we must honor America's unwavering commitment to supporting Taiwan's democracy. She said, America's solidarity with the 23 million people of Taiwan is more important today than ever as the world faces a choice between autocracy and democracy. And all Xi did was cut off, what, pineapples and fish, which he steals anyway. They issued a statement saying, quote, we are fully prepared for any eventuality. We'll fight upon order. We'll bury every intruder and move towards joint and successful operations. And by the way, we can steal enough fish that we can cut off Taiwan's. You know, there should be a one China. You know something? It should be under Taiwan. It should be a democratic China. Communists keep saying, oh, well, we should have one China under communism. No. Yeah, one China. They're all Han Chinese. They speak Mandarin. They should be democratic. They should be peaceful, law-abiding, and free. One of the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for going Western Mind today, Bill. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend.
Can you hear me okay?
You sure can, Bill. Yeah, hello? What's on your mind today?
Okay, thanks for the education on China. I really appreciate what you told me. I didn't know all of that. But on China, what's really interesting is Nancy Pelosi, by her backbone and her fortitude, is bringing our country together because the Republicans are supporting us. And any time we can get this across the aisle support, we're getting something done. Liz and Adam are doing the same thing. Democrats are supporting Republicans on it. That's what this country is built on. The two parties at times working together for the solidifying our country. On the primaries last night, Trump seemed to carry it, but that's a double-edged sword. For people who are dismayed on that, remember, the Republican Party is starting to eat their young. They're in turmoil, and they don't know which way is up. They don't know if they're on a horseback, side saddle, or underneath the horse. They are struggling. I think a Trump win is, this sounds crazy, is good for us, because there's no way that clown is going to be elected. The second thing is, if they don't indict him and convict him and give him a jail sentence, it probably will be, you know, removed. We are just allowing, that was a practice run for the next real deal. So I'm going to hang up. I just want to give me my thoughts. I want to hear what yours are. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. Very, very good comments. And yeah, I'll tell you what, I think the world of Nancy, Liz, and Adam. Those three people, Nancy Pelosi, Liz Cheney, and Adam Kinzinger, two of them Republicans, one are Democrat, but they have huge integrity and leadership. And I think you're right. I think that underneath the surface of these disputes, there is leadership in both parties that is coming together on matters that really affect us. And some of the outliers that you see in the Democratic, but mostly the Republican Party right now under Trump, are being rejected. I mean, they just flat out are being rejected. The Trump victories, by the way, were largely in Arizona. He knocked off Rusty Bowers. He brought in Carrie Lake, Blake Masters to be nominees. But they're facing people like Mark Kelly in the Senate. And Blake Masters is the guy that said that the 9/11, that the January 6th insurrection was done by the FBI, and they were FBI agents, these guys. That's false. And when it comes to gun violence, he says it's the fault of, quote, black people, end quote. That is gasoline on a fire. It's also very false. Very false. I mean, you look at Buffalo and you look at a lot of these places. So, I'll simply say that just because Trump, you know, maneuvered his way into the Republican Party in Arizona doesn't mean that he's going to have sway over the entire state. And then elsewhere, you know, we're still waiting to hear about Jaime Herrera Butler out in Washington. But John Fetterman is 9 points ahead of Mehmet Oz. And in Georgia, another Trump-endorsed candidate, which is Herschel Walker, is 4 points behind Raphael Warnock. So I think that that's some very, very excellent comments. Trump is also, two quick things I want to throw in. Trump's August 20 rally at the Panther Arena at 400 West Kilbourne, postponed, he said, i.e. canceled. They couldn't sell the tickets. They only had 5,000 seats. Tickets were $39, unless you want to sit in the, quote, presidential section, which is $3,900. And they just canceled it. They canceled it. They couldn't sell even a minimum number of seats. They say they postponed it. They say they postponed it. So no need to go down there. He's not coming. He is coming for Michaels on August 5th in Waukesha. Going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.